the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah, why don't we? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday. God, it's January 7th.
Yeah.
2019. And I'm here with Elgin David.
What's up, everybody?
Minda.
I'm here.
And
I'm sharing. I'm tagging.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I want to share it right now.
Hello from Canada, Gary Ed Roy. Hello, A. We got listeners. If you look at our stats and everything, our listeners.
You said we got more surprised than anyone. No. See, we got listeners. They're on Facebook Live. Thank God for Facebook Live. It almost proves what you've been saying all these years. There are people out there. They're all over the
look,
world.
Texting me and shit. Hey, man.
Look at this.
Show on.
He's such a pro. He has his phone on silent before the show started. We are ready to go after the new year.
That was a train coming.
Yeah, exactly. it's the Margate Express.
We're in Del Rey.
Coral Springs. Anyway, welcome to the show. Happy New Year, everybody. It's our first show since the new year, I think. And I'm happy. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
And wow, I mean, you know, he's about to be a dad. We're waiting for his wife to give birth.
Yeah, man.
Any minute.
He's
so fucking nervous, his hair turned blonde.
Yeah, it did.
What the fuck happened?
It did. I had to go Super Saiyan for this baby.
Yeah.
He's getting,
is that the first thing you wanted a kid to see?
What is the first thing I want the kid to see?
Yeah, you wanted to see a blonde daddy.
Yeah,
and then
why
you're
not?
Gonna transition.
Fucking, yeah, why not?
Your kid's
gonna
see you and think you're like a villain from Die Hard.
That's exactly what I was going for.
Daddy,
90s, 80s movie villain.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Anyway,
I was going for I was going for the Resident Evil.
Yeah,
that
all right.
Villain character, you know.
Very nice.
And also like Dragon Ball Z when they go all crazy and turn Super Saiyan, their hair turns.
Yeah.
You know,
it's great.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly.
That was, fucking
exactly.
That's what's gonna
Dragon
happen
Ball
when
Z.
The kid pops out. He's gonna go.
Everybody's
Dragon
gonna
Ball
be screaming,
Z.
And my wife's gonna be screaming. The baby's gonna come out. I'll be screaming. Ah! It's just gonna be one big scream fest
especially,
in the delivery
especially
room.
If that kid comes out black.
I'm calling Maury.
That's so weird. That's not going to happen.
It could happen. Puerto Ricans come in all shades.
Yeah.
Nah, yes.
Yeah, they do.
It could be like a gene. He'll be pulling out the photo, the photo books. Hey, was Uncle Dark? Was Tio Dark? Right, Tio? Right?
My Tio Jose was Dark. Yeah.
Tio Jose?
Yeah.
Tio Jose? Yeah, man, what do you want? Anyway, well, that's going to be cool. And
I don't know. I guess if we're assigning feelings to the new year right now, I feel thirsty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really? So I'm going to take a break.
You mean like...
Actually thirsty.
Yeah,
you
mean like thirsty for knowledge.
She needs some liquid. I thought she meant like she was like hungry, thirsty for some new things to happen.
I thought it was an old Winger song.
I'm thirsty.
I'm like doing so much stuff. I'm literally parched. Like I can't.
My doctor says I need to drink a lot more water. I said I drink like around 4 or 5 bottles of more. He's like, you need to drink 8.
Wow.
He's like, you're a big guy. You're dehydrated. That's why you're all fucked up.
Your muscles are stiff. Dehydrated. I'm 100% dehydrated.
Yeah.
I hardly drink anything.
I got a pool. You want to go lay in? You want to go jump in the pool? And
if it wasn't cold,
I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, I don't know if you absorb water through the skin.
Just go around, swim underwater with your mouth open.
I use a lot of lotion.
That's how I solve my dehydration. I swim with my mouth open.
I drink my pool water. That sounds delicious.
It's gone. I cleaned the pool. Did you notice? Yeah, we went out before the show. We had a little pre-show meeting, and I cleaned the pool. I actually vacuumed it. I just brush it and stuff, and ran the filter. And
You went full pool guy.
Yeah, I went. You know, put the thing around my legs.
The chlorine tablets in there. All that stuff.
I brushed it.
Did you check the pH levels?
I don't check. I'm a genius with that. Comes.
He's
I look
like,
at
it's
it.
Fucking perfect.
I've never. People say I got the. I do this. I'm like, I put a bag of chlorine in every week.
Right.
And some floaty, couple tablets in the floater. That's it.
And everyone who jumps in comes out bleached.
Yeah.
Because we put too much, maybe.
Everybody comes
out. I don't measure that shit. I just dump it in.
Everybody who comes out suddenly has spots.
So you're like anti-pool guy. You go rogue.
I got. Yeah, that's the only thing I do. That's what I did when I was a kid. That was the thing I did at the house. I cleaned the pool.
So do you check the pH levels?
That's what I said. He said no. I said that's why everyone comes out.
Does dehydration cause a fucking
It probably fucks up
deaf?
Everybody who jumps in the pool. He doesn't measure it. He just dumps it in there.
I love the overchlorinated part, but I'm kind of hungry too, so my mind wandered.
Really?
I was thinking about cheeseburgers.
I'm the one who's usually thinking about
you
food.
Are malnourished at this moment. Are you going to pass out at any moment? Be on Minda Watch, ladies and gentlemen.
No, anything could happen. Stay tuned.
We got to get her a snack.
It could collapse.
Yeah, you want
like
a Snickers bar or something?
No, I'm good.
You're not yourself.
I've had enough. That's a good one. That's a weird about it.
Hey, Minda, you're really not yourself.
Oh, man.
That's all right. I'll pull through.
All right, good. Well, that's interesting. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like the new year for me has almost been like, feeling-wise, I got to be honest with you, at the beginning of it was a little depressing.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going with rebirth.
No. No, I wasn't going.
You had like this wide stance, like I was depressed.
No, I told you before the show, I lost some money in poker that night.
Ooh.
I got fucking taken down with you. I'm like, I almost stood up and went, what do you guys just live off trust funds, you fucks?
He got played.
You guys were calling and playing like assholes. Fucking guy called me a $50 raise with 6-4 suited. And everybody was playing like animals. And I had queens. The flop came 6-4-4. Look at me. I'm like, I'll raise another 80. He called, slow called me. Oh, he said he called me.
So, I should have moved my mouth for that.
That was Siri. Siri went crazy.
If that was the old West, I would have lost it.
Man, Siri was about to give you poker tips over there. Like,
Siri literally was like,
Dougie, don't raise.
Yeah,
Dougie,
right?
Don't raise.
Don't do it.
I was ballistic. I was nuts by the end of the night. I lost $600.
Wow, that sounds fun. Was that your new
year?
Like
2 hours, 3 hours I was playing. No, it was like January, last Friday night.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
That's what happens. If I don't do comedy on the weekend, I go out and blow money doing stupid shit like that.
Well,
I think I go play poker. You know, the problem is I haven't played live in a while. So it's a different, you got to maintain your.
Oh, yeah. You lost your table skills.
Yeah. I may have had a lot of tells. Like, you know, like when somebody raised, I was like, fuck. Why are you fucking raising? Whatever. Made something else to do. But I am going to be on the road. I'm going to be in Wichita Thursday. Lucky me. At the Looney Bin out there. It's a three show. I'm like, I think it's the way like they say test you to be a headliner, so it's like three headliners go up.
Okay.
And they play, I don't know, they rotate you in the lineup, the whole all the shows.
Okay.
See how you do against other people.
It's like a round robin.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the Titans, which by the way, you know, the Rock, right?
Everyone's been telling me about this Rock show. I haven't seen it yet.
I've criticized this guy because he's everywhere. Like, enough of the fucking Rock.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You're hating on the Rock?
I'm not hating on the guy.
Sounds like hating.
I'm very respectful of the fact that here's a guy who was an athlete, played football at the University of Miami, Florida,
okay,
and then he became a wrestler.
Okay,
he's a very creative guy.
All right.
Very successful, very getting through a lot of shit. You know, that takes a lot of fucking pats on the back for that type of thing. I'm going to give him the kudos. But at the same time, he's everywhere, goddamn.
Like fatigue.
Okay, I was trying to wait. Like, where did Dougie fall off the wagon here on the Rock? So what moment was it where you said, you know what, this is too much Rock?
Jumanji? I don't know. You know, maybe I don't know what fucking movie it was. The skyscraper movie where he's got a fake leg and shit. Come on. Mm. You know, enough of this, you know, whatever. But it's just like, but this show, we actually watched it. The Titans.
Uh-oh.
And it's actually a pretty good show.
And he likes it.
You know what I mean?
He's back on the rock train.
No, don't get me wrong. They let him go and he talks to the crowd and stuff. It's kind of like, all right. You know what I mean?
Like you could do it better, right? Is that what it's like? Like, Rock, what are you trying to do? Like, I could do this better than you, Rock. Who are you?
I am no Rock, okay? I'm more like a fucking Play-Doh fucking putty doll.
Like Steve Austin?
Yeah. Okay. That is a good commercial with Honda where they had brought back the $6 million man toy.
Oh, yeah.
Although, if you really did have the toy, did you ever have that toy? Did you have the $6 million man toy?
No, I did not have that.
Yeah, you weren't born back then, but no. I had that toy. And he had that red outfit, that red running. It came with that outfit. The $6 million man toy was not very agile. The G.I. Joe, you can fucking put in all kinds of poses, you know, and like doing all kinds of things. But the $6 million man was kind of like the, you know, couple arms plugged in and a couple joints. That's it. But
you couldn't articulate it as much.
Yeah. He was a little limited in his agility. So, but he did have.
He just folded at the hip.
Yeah. He looked like he was moonwalking all the time. But he had an arm that had like a fake skin. You'd roll up and he had like these computer chips
in
his arm and shit. And you couldn't tell that in the video or the commercial, but the real fucking $6 million man toy or doll had an eye that was open.
And you could look through his back of his head.
Yeah, and you look to the back of his head to fucking see with the bionic eye, and you'd be like...
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, because we're talking about something before you're born.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Anytime someone can still use that phrase, that's a good phrase to me now. That's how I love when people are like, oh, that's some shit that happened before you were born.
Right.
You know, like I go out now, I'm never the fucking youngest one. So you know what? I hope some shit happened before I was born.
Right.
Because right now, sometimes it seemed like nothing fucking happened before I was born.
Narcissistic a little bit there.
I think there's another personality coming out due to her lack of food and or drink.
Yeah, she's fucking going delirious.
No, I'm just saying. I love that phrase.
By the way, our listener and longtime fan, Joe Gonzalez, says oversaturation can kill a career. That's what I'm talking about with The Rock. Enough of it, you know, everywhere. Every fucking, I got a new show.
It's called like viewer fatigue or something like that. Like the people who were watching him.
So if somebody asked me, what's your
problem?
It's
so saturated with him all the time. Joe was saying.
What's
but
next?
The Rock is calling it stacking
people
that
go,
cash.
People are like enough already. Take a break.
All right, but I don't want to get...
You're huge.
I don't want to diss on him, but that show is
I love
good.
The Rock. Well, I think The Rock is awesome.
The Titan show was good. Well, the Titan show is kind of like you have American Ninja,
yep,
which is these fucking people. I watched that the other day, and this fucking I love when cocky people fall on their face. This guy jumped onto the trampoline to grab the monkey bars, whatever the fuck it was, and instead of just jumping up there and doing it, this fucking guy does a flip. Like he's a king.
And did he miss it?
He fucking missed it. He grabbed it and fell. I'm like, yeah, what a dick.
I love that too when they try to show off and it bites him in the ass.
It never works out.
Never
showing
does.
Off
Stay
never
humble.
Never works out.
Stay humble.
I tried. I said, well, okay, could I ever do something like that? So I went to the gym and I hung from the fucking pull down bar. I can hold on for about, I don't know, 5.5 seconds.
Yeah.
No flips?
And then when did you do the front flip? Yeah. When did the trampoline
I'll
come
work
into?
On that.
He went to the aerobics room, pulled out the trampoline
I
from the lady.
Stretched a little bit. I almost, you know, it was so funny. You're talking about open mics. Robot tomorrow night, or Wednesday night. I might be there. I don't know. But open, I was when you're going to do. So I did that contest, the Spill the Beans contest. But congratulations to Jackie from the show who took second place.
Who got first?
Rudy Wilson from Miami.
What place did you get?
I don't know. I didn't get in the top three.
What happened? Was it rigged or was it just not your peeps high on the coffee?
I don't. Yeah. You know what's weird? It was a packed. You've been there. It's a small little intimate room, 40 people sitting in there packed in.
Yeah.
And you got a train coming at you, light. And
it's always a sellout.
Yeah, it's and everything good. I went third in the lineup, and when I got up there, you know, because one of the things we want to talk about here on the show today, real quick, is because we had that story about the chick who bombed in Miami,
Tiffany Haddish,
you know,
it hurt so bad.
So we're going to talk about that, and what happens if you bomb, you know, if you ever have a bad whatever, and how do you handle it? But
it happens.
But when you're in a contest, like you did the World Series of Comedy, sometimes you're in a festival contest and you're up there and you know within the first 30 seconds, 60 seconds to a minute, you know, if jokes aren't hitting, you're thinking, oh, I don't have a chance to advance. You know, right? Like, here's a joke where you normally get a good laugh all of a sudden you're like, you know, you're like, oh, fuck. And then you go to your next joke it's almost right at that. There was like 30 seconds into the contest, a minute into the contest. I almost went like, I was always going to just talk to this. You know, I was really good. I had a real weird day today. I went to the gym and my wife and I go to the gym, and it was really rough because there's a lot of beautiful women there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So like, the spill the bean contest was so like high level that you almost forfeited a minute in.
No,
like,
I didn't. But that's what I didn't. I just went in my bid and I did my thing.
The issue gave with the up contest on it. Is like you get 5 minutes or 7 minutes. So if you don't really grab people with quick hitting stuff, it's really hard to overcome the minimal time.
Yeah, you don't have time to set up for stories and do long-winded bits. You got to give laugh after laugh. If you don't, in the first 15 to 20 seconds, get your first laugh, forget it.
Yeah,
when
well, that's, you know, that's the thing. I come out my one line. Yeah, anyway,
it's okay. You'll do better
weird.
Next time.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what I mean? I believe in you. It's a new year.
Thanks.
New you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Like, no, you're going to win some shit this year. You're going to like take one of those Instagram pictures with all your cash winnings like on your body in the bed in the hotel.
Thanks.
Right? I see one of those in a
But
future.
I don't listen. This year, I just by the way, if you're thinking about festivals, the NoHo Comedy Festival, North Hollywood, which at Ha Ha Comedy Club is, I guess, the main club there. Submissions are open. So they pay for your meals and your lodging.
Oh, so yeah? When's that festival?
It's like May 2nd to the 5th or something.
Ooh, I might have to do that because I have a place that I stay in NoHo when I go out there.
Well, they give you the lodging, though. They give you a place.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, maybe you could say, give me my airline tickets instead of the lodging.
Maybe.
Oh, wow. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Any rate, so I entered that today. Yeah, but Ahmed's going to be here at Tavolino's and... very funny comic in May, so
very cool.
He's going to be here. So that's the weekend. I was supposed to maybe be with him in Miami. So I don't know. So join that contest. So
wow, see, you have so many opportunities. So, you don't know which one to do.
That's
first.
Why I don't give a shit. So
why you don't give a shit?
That's why I'm trying to say to you is like when I was going to do that contest, some people messaged me like other people like, dude, what are you doing in that contest? You know, and I'm like, I don't know. I was in town.
People messaged you about that, like, and were like, oh, yeah, yo, like, why are you doing? Someone said that to you?
Because they thought I was like, I'm as a working comic. What are you doing entering that contest? I'm like, what? It's a neighborhood. It's my.
Did you tell them you like to win? I mean, I know if there's anything I know about Dangerous Dougie Almeida is bitch likes to win.
Yeah, I beat her in the 40 or 50 yard dash.
Oh, you couldn't beat me. Now though, so yeah, no, you couldn't, on. Dude. There's just no way.
Don't re-challenge me. You have to give up something big. You have to give up something big if we race again.
Okay.
You
well, you think of what you want.
Okay.
You should.
Well, not for, anything super weirdo.
Pay for
Avi.
Each other's entrance fee into whatever contest you decide to join next and win.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll talk more about it because I really. Screwed myself in that race.
Oh, God, the excuses.
I got drunk the night before.
No. I was there.
Hold
I was at the race.
My dog ate my tennis shoes.
At 1 a.m., raced Dan three times down my road.
Why?
Because I was drunk and practicing for the next day. Like when we got home, like after the show or whatever, I'm totally trashed. And I'm like, I should try and race and see how fast I really am. Because I didn't even like. Who knows how fast they are as an adult? Like, who's out there?
Yeah. She thought
like,
she could beat me just because how pathetic
oh
she thinks
God, bro,
I look.
Oh, my God, bro. I could totally do it now. You know, it's the one thing. I feel like I let down the entire comedic community down here.
Yeah, you
in
did.
South,
well, you
not
know,
just in South Florida, but all over the world. I mean,
we're just happy to know that you prepped for the race, that you didn't know about it in advance and just say, hey, I'm going to wait till 1 a.m. the night of.
Some people go get training with some Gatorade.
I'm glad you
shit.
Didn't do that.
She
oh, wait.
Brings out Dan, goes, gets a couple tequilas. Let's sprint.
So, I had rode my bike too that day, and I'm like, now I'm going to run and I'm going to practice. And then.
You should have been limbered up. No, that's a bunch of nonsense.
Oh, man. I smoked on the way to the race in the car. Like, it really. Jeez, I made Hillary a lot
Clinton
of
over here
bad
all these
decisions.
Excuses. You should write a book.
You did everything.
Yeah.
You should
race.
Write a book said, what happened? That's what you should do.
What not to do when racing Dougie Almeida.
Don't, yeah.
How not
the true
to
life
win.
Memoir of.
Yeah. I can tell you this is you wouldn't be the first person that underestimated me.
Okay, well,
ask the 10 fools I beat the shit out of in those fights.
Okay, well, I'm open to underestimating you again. So we'll think about some prizing that is a no-brainer for
you. Know
you.
What? Though, we're going to make fun of you. Here's what we're going to do.
Do it immediately
so
you can't
let me tell you
train
something.
Either.
You and I are going to have a race, but what we're going to do is you and I are going to have to run in fucking flippers, like swimming flippers.
Oh, my Lord.
We're going to have to
do
like
I
a...
Why would I do that?
Because
I'm
we're going to film
I'm
it.
More athletic. Oh, get the... No. That's not what's going to happen.
That's what we got to do. Listen, nobody wants to see us run. Yeah, we're going to do it. We got to run in like, you know... You know what I mean?
Like, well, there's no way I'm putting on flippers and racing you. That's completely out.
How about if we had to
bro,
wear flip flops?
I'm running in some sneakers because I'm going to beat this time you in a take sprint. It seriously? Well, now I am because clearly not taking it seriously was.
Well, just because you do that, understand me as a true athlete and a competitor, I'm going to make sure I take it seriously.
Good.
And I'm going to beat you again because first of all, there's no difference. You know, I can still beat you. It's not like you're going to start running with chains and shit.
Bro,
this is just a race?
Yeah.
Because I think it should be a running competition. Who could outrun each other? We put you on two treadmills next to each other.
No. I would go I would lose to an alligator.
No. Bro, I could not do that either. I have terrible endurance.
My knees would be like...
Wait, what?
We
do something
do
more than once for
like
more
that.
Than 30 seconds?
Literally, no. It wouldn't last more than 4 minutes, Dougie. We would both be tapped like, okay, it's over.
I don't know what would last longer, that contest, or let's see how long Dougie lasts after being out of town for a week for missing his wife. Any rate.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm open to a future race. That's the bottom line. You let me know when you feel comfortable.
We'll have him in the judge's outfit, like in his fucking Dragon Ball Z. We'll film it. He'll be the fucking guy.
Yeah, we'll film it again. Yeah. We'll have the photo finish video effects. Like we did last time.
It'll be the same exact thing, except... I'll win and you'll lose, and I'll feel redeemed.
Yeah.
And then you'll want a third
Dougie Minda 3.
Yeah,
and it'll be a pay per view.
It's gonna blow up. It's
paper
gonna
view. It's gonna sell out.
This is gonna be like Pacquiao.
Oh my God.
Fucking.
It's a great idea.
It's not
Mayweather.
Even about the second race. It's all really in hopes that I can pull it together, which I know I can.
Here's the thing I want you to think about while you're getting all excited about this. But what I want you to consider is what would you do, hypothetically, of course, what would you do? If not only you got beaten again, but you got beaten by a longer distance. So here's the thing. How would you feel?
I would feel pretty bad about myself.
You know,
I'm okay with that.
No, you're not.
I mean, I do comedy, so clearly I'm okay on occasion with feeling not that great about myself, as Tiffany Haddish would know. You know, that's just, I'm like callous now to it. Like, what? I'm going to feel bad about myself? I can get through that.
Joe Gonzalez has an idea. You and I have to do a 50-yard dash, but I got to be eating a slice of pizza and you got to be eating a taco as you run.
Oh, okay. I mean, how about like...
I don't know.
But you'll clearly beat me on the eating part.
Is that the point? You have to eat it before you get to the finish line?
While you're running. Like, I would end up throwing up in the middle of that. Would be weird. Getting something lodged in their throat.
Here's you do.
Like
here's
a hard taco.
Here's what we do. You make
girl dies when she suffocates from a taco in the middle of a race. It would be like one of your shitty headlines. Yeah, it would be,
Florida girl story.
Florida girl dies while eating a taco during race.
choking on Doritos Locos Taco.
We didn't know whose idea it was, but
oh my God.
Yeah. You know, we'll do a real race. We'll do a 100-yard dash. And then once you get to the 100-yard dash, you have to eat a slice of pizza. So you're all winded and then
Dougie just wants to eat the pizza. Can we just...
you can eat pizza no matter what.
Now, actually, we'll start the race where we eat the pizza first, and then we decide if we want
to
run.
I need to run to that pizza. I need some incentive.
Once we see who wins the pizza, we'll decide if we race. No, it's not going to...
All right, hold on. Once the pizza guy gets here with the pizza that you paid for, then we'll decide.
All right,
enough pizza.
Tiffany Haddish bombed at Miami, and she apologized, and she brought somebody upstage. So the question to the comics is, you had a bad set one time, or something happened where you got pretty depressed.
I've had plenty of bad sets.
I didn't mean to say, but you know what I'm saying.
It happens.
You had a show one time, or you had something
it
happen
happens.
Where
yeah.
you were kind of like almost, it put you in a funk.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, you have to just accept it and fucking move forward, man. And I'm happy that she did. She came out and said, "Hey, I messed up." But at the same time, she said she like got wasted and went. If you're doing a big show on New Year's,
well, that's the one thing.
It's gonna happen, I guess. But
that's the one criticism I would say. She basically said that I got wasted before the show.
Yeah,
and I can imagine a lot of corporate clients going, "Well, let's not hire her."
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not really good to if you gotta work.
Right?
Yeah, I just would have came up with a better excuse.
Yeah,
This happens in our business. It's not pretty, and I'm going to make sure that I work hard that it never happens because I feel like shit about it. But ask any comedian who's been doing it for a few years, and You bomb. Well,
when
it
you
happens.
Call in sick, you don't tell your bosses because you got fucking wasted the
good
night
point.
Before.
There you go.
You
yep.
call and say, oh, I got the flu. And I'm saying, she could have said anything yeah. else, but right, you don't say that.
Let's think of some of the worst calls you could make to your boss. Like, here's one like, hey, boss, I can't make it into work, man. I got real fucked up last night and I ran to my buddy Bill, who always has cocaine. And who could say no?
Yeah.
And you know, once you get cocaine, you get strippers and hookers and. Mm-hmm. You know, and then one got away with my wedding ring. I had to track her down. So I really didn't get much sleep. So I'll come in on Thursday.
It's like, oh, my boss, my brother died. And he's like, again? Oh, no, wait, my other brother.
Yeah. Oh, man, you guys suck at this.
Yeah.
No, you totally don't understand how to throw out a good excuse. You put something out there that you have to help, this but wasn't, that you...
No, we're giving bad
like
excuses.
Really bad. That's what we're saying. Oh. We're trying to give... You really are fucking delusional. You are delusions. Or what the fuck? You're like, all here, have some water.
Well,
are you drinking?
A good excuse, bad excuse. I don't know what kind of excuses those
are. I'm saying. You don't call, it's like, you know, you don't call their boss, you know, say, listen.
Well, we'd be doing a better public service for everyone if we were giving some really great excuses that they could take with them.
It's almost like, you know, it's almost.
You have to say, listen, my dog is choking on this bone. Somehow he grabbed it. I dropped it this morning. I was heating my lunch, getting ready. He ate the chicken wing. Uh-huh. I have to take him to the veterinarian. It's an emergency. And I can't, no one else could take the dog.
Yeah.
Boom. You have to like, yeah.
Oh man, soon you're going
to
have the kid. Oh, that's what you'll have the kid for everything.
I don't
want
to use
the
my kid as a scapegoat.
No, everybody uses it. You'll feel fine after
man.
For a while.
I can't hang out anymore. I got a kid.
No, you don't give it anything serious. You're like, you know, she has a little rosy rash on her cheek. We just got to get it checked out. Like, you know, she might have some lice.
My kid shoved that remote control up his ass again.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
So your kid is totally unsupervised.
He keeps ordering fucking pay-per-view movies.
Watches a lot of sodomy. All right. What kind of baby is that?
I'm just a ridiculous baby. Okay,
God, growing up in R. Kelly's house.
Wow.
Yeah, I just all right.
R. Kelly.
Oh,
is
bro,
in the
that's yo. If you
R.
haven't
Kelly.
Watched that, everybody needs to watch
it's
that.
We'll get into. We're not going to get into it in a second, but
we totally should.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about it, dog.
It's a great documentary. Everyone should go watch it. You know what? I think we just do a homework assignment.
Yeah.
Everyone, believe me,
report back
Lifetime
in a couple
hasn't
weeks.
Had these types of ratings since Dance Mom. So this shit is on loop. All the episodes are on full loop. Everybody should watch that shit. We will reconvene.
All right.
Talk
in
about
future
it again.
Episodes, yes.
It's almost like you talk about calling into work or something, but it's almost like if you go to a club. Let's say you got a weekend at a club. Say, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to make it in a couple weeks. Why would it happen? Well, I got a gig at this better place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It pays me more and actually picks me up and gives me airfare. So.
Yeah, you would never say that.
You would never say that.
Because it fucking ruins you in a way. People don't want to work with you anymore. People think you're an
disruptions,
asshole.
Disruptions in the flow or something. Like, I believe in continuity. In my own success, there's got to be continuity. Everything. There's got to be a flow, right? So. Like when I do business with people, if there's discordance, if there's breaks in the flow because of that, it's almost like, you know what I mean?
Well, of course, people start denying your.
So if you're going to do
responsibility, you know what I mean?
If you're going to do a gig,
yeah,
let's say you had a valid thing, you had to really cancel a gig, and what would be the time frame that you wouldn't bought you like you say you at least have a certain amount of time before you cancel where you say I, you know what I mean?
If it has to be a really big emergency to cancel it, obviously on the day of, that's terrible. But you have to be able to have a replacement.
The only way
that
the only that's
but
the
I'd
only
say
way
like a week maybe.
The only thing you could cancel the day of is a you're in a car accident, right? Something happens.
Oh, God forbid, yeah.
Something happened to you or death of a family member, right?
Yeah.
Or you're married, just got served.
Or if you're
divorced.
In jail,
yeah.
You just can't even make it. You're disappeared.
You're stuck someplace.
You just got
travel.
Yeah, travel issues. You just got served divorce papers.
Sickness.
Can you imagine you're in your hotel?
Divorce papers? No, I think you got to carry on.
Yeah, I would. I imagine if I got divorce papers, I'd have a
Katy
whole new
Perry,
half hour.
Katy Perry got divorced over a text message or some shit, and she had to go do a sold out arena.
Oh, really?
And she did it. There's video of her like crying.
Wow.
Backstage, and,
like, then like I gotta pull it together, and then the lights come on, and she just goes into
like that,
it,
yeah.
right? Yeah,
it's
man,
insane.
Performers are crazy. It's just that switch.
You got to.
By the way, before we go to straight from the headlines, I do want to share with you, I think, the good feeling story of the day.
Oh,
since this is New Year's and New Year, a new thing. I think this is a good story, but Santonia Brown granted, Santonia Brown's a young lady who was granted clemency by the Tennessee governor, says that she was in jail for killing a man who tried to buy her for sex.
All right. Is that, that's not the Kim Kardashian lady who got freed, is
no,
it?
That was, no, that was another that's one. The one that Trump pardoned.
Yeah.
Right? What did okay. she do?
So, I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was something real low level that like she shouldn't have ever been in jail for like,
Trump's
her
like,
life. It was like drunk.
They say I'm racist. I'm going to have a free a black woman. Cynthia Brown granted clemency by the Tennessee governor Bill Haslam.
All right.
I wonder any relation to Haslam Udon- from the Miami Heat.
Udonis Haslam.
Udonis Haslam.
Speaking of Udonis Haslam, he's this, his last season. I
think yeah, he's retiring. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so you're saying black ladies are getting freed all over the country.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
good.
Good for that. Then, please, R. Kelly, free some black ladies.
Isn't he like a sex slave? Somebody
that's
why
he got
sex
some sex slave cults.
Let him, yeah. let him go.
Yeah, please. Let your people go, man.
Free them.
In one of his last acts of it, the Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam on Monday granted executive clemency to Santonia Brown, commuting her life sentence for murder and making her eligible for release on August 7th.
Good for that lady.
Yeah,
I'm happy when people get out of jail. Jail's
well, think about it. The person,
bullshit.
The person who had her captive or whatever and did things,
she was sentenced.
Deserved it
exactly.
She was
no,
sentenced
she
for life for killing 43-year-old John Allen back in 2004. She was 16 at the time.
Good.
And living with her 24-year-old boyfriend, a pimp known as Cutthroat. That's a, if you're a pimp name, Cutthroat.
See, man, if that pimp had a number one record, they'd still be together.
Chris Priester posted those on Facebook. It's funny today. There was a thing filled out, and he goes, brother, they wanted your address. Like you're filling out an application. They said street address.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
street
yeah.
name. He goes, little
T.
Little T.
I saw that. I saw that.
He posted, brother, they're asking for your address.
It says street name. So he wrote little T.
Ah, it was fucking great. Who forced her into prostitution and raped her. Allen solicited her for sex, and she shot him dead at his home.
Shot him.
And, right there, I can't believe she had a gun. You know, there should have been some sort of rage defense, right? Rage and hatred defense based on being...
She probably had a shitty lawyer who told her to plead,
I mean, who the fuck
she
was
got, like, life.
She probably had one of these shitty fucking defense attorneys.
That's it. That's what happens when you don't have money to have a good attorney.
Yeah. You know, can you imagine you got, you know, can you imagine you're in a sex dungeon for fucking years, and then the guy you kill, you get out of it, you kill it, and they put you in jail for fucking,
yeah.
I mean.
It's crazy. Insane.
So, congratulations. Good move. Glad to see that happened. You know?
Yeah,
no, absolutely.
I totally get it.
Absolutely.
It's, like you said, there's no reason to be in jail.
It's almost like, you know, a guy who's on tape having sex with little girls, you know, gets to put off his court date for 6 years and then gets off. It's,
yeah.
It's crazy how those things happen.
Well.
Hashtag surviving R. Kelly.
So people like that deserve to be
yeah.
in your room.
That my room. Thanks. For those of you don't remember my room's kind of like the Roach Motel. People that have no social value, just fucking taking away from people and do fucked up things. We say, hey, listen, we'll have a trial, but in the meantime, go in there. We got some free ice cream, and they go in there and they never come back.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
People like I'm saying, there's a lot of people who
yeah.
yeah let's weed the herd. Let's say weed thin the herd.
Yeah, thin the herd.
I've just smoked so much. I thought weed the herd.
Wait, what?
Oh. And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, thank you. We're the only newsroom with a typewriter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of it. Not like that story. That was a nice story. We're not going to make fun of that. You know, it's a great story.
We're supporting this.
More than 100 praying mantises hatch on a Christmas tree in Virginia.
Oh, my God. That's probably crazy.
That's why no real trees in my house. I don't even know if we're going to put Christmas. My wife was so excited we didn't have to put them up or take them down this year. She goes, this is fucking good. No more upping, no more Christmas tree.
So
you like Christmas again, right?
Yeah, bah humbug, motherfucker.
You did no tree this year.
No tree, no decorations. Well, we didn't do it because of the dog. With Pepper still alive, we thought
right.
she'll run into it.
Right.
But then we're like, no putting, you know, No getting up on the ladder, putting the, you know.
So you know, no taking down.
That's it.
Boom.
You have to worry about it. Less things on my to-do list.
It's actually better that way, I think.
Oh, I don't decorate. I don't have a kid. Like, I'll decorate if I have a kid that I've got to do it
It's miss it, though.
Oh. That's
it.
What am I
you
doing
like
for
that.
Me? For you what? Like
the, you got to have a kid. You have to have all that shit.
Oh, man, my wife loves to decorate, too. The whole house is decked out every
It's always
month.
Great when the wife loves to decorate.
She loves doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know like one thing.
You know what the best thing about me is? Like, when we put the lights around the house, I don't get on ladders. As much as I wouldn't get on a pogo stick.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah, that doesn't make a sense for you.
No, a Virginia woman said she received a shocking gift over the holidays. More than 100 praying mantises hatched in her home after the insects were brought in on her Christmas tree.
You think you get a refund on a tree like that?
Well, yeah, what is the, like, do you just bring your receipt back and the praying mantises? Yeah.
They don't, it was an organic tree, so they didn't fumigate it or something?
Yeah, how did this happen?
The insects emerged from a brown egg-shaped case
that
was located underneath the tree branches.
I would be freaking out. If you woke up and thousands of praying mantises were all over your house, just you wouldn't know what to do.
Then you see a
panda, wouldn't know what to do.
And then you see a panda doing kung fu.
You would think it was like a weird joke. Like,
yeah, but,
or like someone was like totally freaking on you. It's
what
it's
would you
terrible,
do?
You would leave the house.
Yeah, how would you get through the house? They're everywhere. A thousand. Wouldn't you feel like Indiana Jones, you know,
little.
When she sticks her hands in the thing and all those bugs?
Yeah.
It'd be freaked
with
the fuck out.
With Lysol in front of me. Like, it would just, I would spray and walk.
Mm.
No, it would not be good.
They're praying mantises. They're protected creatures. You can't just kill a praying mantis.
Oh, I would.
Yeah,
it's
bad
know?
Luck. It's bad
what's
luck
that,
to kill
like, home thing?
I would have got
know?
A fucking flame. I would have got, I would have got the, you know, like my hairspray or something with a little lighter.
They're protected creatures, which means they're worth something. And 1,000 of them just popped up. That's like hitting the fucking mantis lotto.
Yeah, man. Maybe you should start go
start a
Christmas
pet store
in
or an insect shop and sell praying mantises.
If the egg sacs are not removed, they likely will start to hatch.
eBay.
After being indoors for several weeks. It says here that when this happens, numerous tiny mantids swarm over the tree seeking food. These fucking creatures, they're so cannibalistic. They eat their own. When they can't find food, they're only finding all these ornaments. All these little baby larvae fucking praying mantises. Like, what is that? Oh, it's a snowman. And then they start eating each other. They actually start eating all
like,
these.
Like, no, it's your brother.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, we just hung out the other day.
Only the strong will survive.
You and I
only be one mantis.
Hey, man, you and I just shared that fucking M&M. It says while they're overwhelmed with praying. Well, listen, no real Christmas trees. They had a shortage this year and shit.
The lesson saying. There? No
Wait,
real
but that
Christmas
sounds crazy
trees?
That only one tree it happened to.
No,
there's another issue. They were talking about another issue that happened, the same thing.
Probably had to be a bunch of trees.
Think about all the different insects that could hatch in your tree in general, if not properly, you know.
Well, was it on, vacation, Christmas vacation?
Okay.
National Lampoon's with Chevy Chase, where there was a fucking squirrel in the tree or something, because we got the tree out from outside and they didn't take, there's a fucking squirrel in the tree. I can't remember what TV show or fucking
it
up
might,
movie
you
was.
Might be right.
Here's a story. Swiping chicken tenders left on an Alabama highway is a crime.
What?
That's what officials say. Alabama cops are warning drivers against stopping for at least one kind of fast food. Officials in Cherokee County implored motorists on Sunday not to eat chicken tenders that were spilled in an 18-wheeler wreck.
Oh. Okay.
You are creating a traffic hazard, and it's a crime to impede the flow of traffic. See? Continuity.
Right.
The chicken tenders spilled during an 18-wheeler crash on Highway 35 located near the state's border with Georgia. Luckily enough, a other truck carrying barbecue sauce spilled right next to it.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. This story about chicken tenders really has my head spinning.
Because you're hungry.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even focus. So I was just thinking about chicken tenders all over the road. Like, who's going to eat that?
Anyone who is caught stealing them will be facing charges.
What?
Well, they still want to use them.
They're not good anymore.
No, they're going to use them.
They're probably frozen.
They grind them back up.
It's like roadkill.
Put them back in.
I got frozen roadkill.
Oh, God. All right. They don't sound so good anymore.
The incident The incident, more than $500,000 fell out of the back of the armored truck. That's some must be some good fucking chicken. Maybe we should find out where this is. And go
it
get.
Was an armored truck with money and chicken tenders in it.
Wow.
What was it?
Like
going to
that's an odd
Colonel
story.
Sanders' home, like yeah, we just came from the estate of Colonel Sanders,
the
where
golden
we
Colonel.
Brought your money and we brought you some chicken, just in case you want a little snack. Yeah. While you count all that money,
we got the different batters you requested, sir. Oh. Like, oh man, I love good batter on a chicken tender.
Mm.
That's what makes a good tender.
Yeah, you don't care about the chicken portion of it.
No, I like a good all white meat organic chicken for sure. But the kind of batter that you use on a piece of chicken,
of course,
that makes all the difference in the world.
I hate these places.
So you season your batter.
You definitely got to season your batter or do a full dip, you know? Dip Ooh. It into some sauce like a zinger or something. Do it like tossed.
Hell yeah. You ever go to Brew's Room and you get the hot and tangy? The, oh my God,
I've had those.
So
I like the teriyaki. I'm a big teriyaki. My wife likes the hot ones with the garlic, the actual minced garlic, like the garlic.
Okay. You got to get them extra wet, though.
Oh.
Ooh,
yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, that is what she said.
I always like saying that.
And ranch, you dip them in ranch.
I always like saying that when I
bang on the ranch.
When you get the, you get like looking at the waitress when you say that. Like, I want the wings and I want them wet,
extra wet.
Like a little extra sauce wet. On the side.
Now let me ask you this: when it comes to wings, are you guys drums or wings?
I'm all flats.
All flats.
Yeah, I love the flats.
No, I like the drums, but I like the boneless. Give me like a good zinger.
Wow,
like
so
a nice
I like
zinger.
The drums.
You know,
they say
the
those
drums
are
singers are great.
They say they're the cheapest version of that chicken, though. If you really want the better chicken, you got to get the ones with the bone.
It's cool.
Otherwise,
or you get
you're getting more chance
ones.
Of processing shit.
I well, like when I make
the
whole
bone
wing
has
ones
more flavor
at
too.
The
flavor's
it does.
In the
you're
bone.
Right. There's a lot of marrow there.
Mm.
But you're getting
I'm not
you
opposed.
Really yeah, some of these nugget ones are like processed chicken.
Well, that's why I don't like. That's what. Well,
bunch of compressed shit.
That, I don't like a nugget. I'm too old for a nugget.
Yeah,
like,
but that's where the boneless wing
I need a
is
whole
basically.
Tender.
It's like it's an adult nugget.
Well, not
it's
when
boneless
it's made
wing.
Properly from like an actual chicken breast.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hear what you mean. Like not a processed.
Yeah, I'm not buying frozen ones from the frozen food section and making them. I'll make like baked chicken or whatever, or baked chicken wings.
All right, enough talk about food. Right. Phoenix, please
it's
investigate.
It's dinner time. Yeah. It's too late. We started the show too late. Dougie. Yeah.
Please, Phoenix, please investigate after woman in a coma for decades gives birth. This story was amazing. It came out.
How?
Yeah.
Lies.
She's in a coma.
No.
No, I understand how, but.
Well, the baby's dead, right?
No, baby's.
No, she was impregnated, obviously,
by
while
one
she
of
was
the
in
staff.
A coma.
Or somebody, you know, there's a guy going. What's up, Dean? Guys, we're having
and
birth.
Then she wait. Let me ask you this: did she wake up and have the birth?
She's still in a coma.
So she had the birth in a coma.
You know, this guy just said, "Yeah, somebody
get the
just,
hell out of here."
That's what somebody lined up on her. And here's the thing: whether it happened once or multiple times, will come out. I imagine this investigation. Reuters say Phoenix police on Saturday were investigating reports of a sexual assault after a woman has been hospitalized in a vegetative state for the past decade. Gave birth. The woman, who was incapacitated in a drowning incident, was a patient at the Hacienda Healthcare when she went into labor on December 29th. She had a New Year's baby.
Wow.
And delivered a baby boy.
I'm very confused.
Now they're going to wait 18 years to see who he looks like who worked at the company.
Yeah, so like somebody did her in the coma and she got pregnant. And then, so no one, like, it's not like her husband who was waiting for her artificially inseminated her. Someone raped her in her coma.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Whoa, DNA tests for, like, all the employees, right?
Yeah,
oh,
instantly.
That is so
anyone
weird.
Who's had, like, well, obviously, anyone who's had access to the building within the last 9 months.
Right. Wow. You would imagine.
Who knew you can get a lady in a coma pregnant? Gosh, there's hope for me yet one day when I try.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. A fucking coma.
He declined to say whether the staff was being asked to undergo DNA testing to identify a possible suspect. The facility was taking any, whether or not the facility was taking any preventative measures to protect patients against similar situations. Just look up, just find the cameras. Or whoever walked around, they're always smiling.
Hold on. Prevent. I get, no, but we don't want anyone raped. But I was having. like a big issue. Elgin and I were talking about me, if I ever had to be pregnant, like it would suck to be sober and I'd be super mean. This is the answer. They need to put me in a coma for 9 months.
Yeah.
Even maybe I can lose some weight, do some physical therapy.
Maybe they can like do like a total recall type situation. Where
I bet.
So you know what? You know what you do is you got to get a bowling pin. I'll hit you in the head. You go into a coma. Then I'll ask Dan to bang you while you're in a coma.
This could really work. I bet you if you asked Dan, he would rather care for me in a coma for 9 months pregnant than deal with me awake and sober and mean for 9 months pregnant. I am sure.
So you're saying Dan would like you in a coma?
He would flip me. Like he would work remotely if he had to flip me every few, whatever he had to do.
He'd move you around a little bit.
No, they just put you on a rotisserie and then they fucking spin the stick for 9 months.
Could you imagine you go to sleep, you wake up, bam, there's your baby?
Well, imagine you hope you wake up. I mean,
you
comas,
go into sleep
to be diagnosed
tube.
With a coma means there's really no, you know. It's not.
I'm sure they can induce a coma
put
nowadays.
Put you in hypersleep. That's what they call it in the movies.
Yeah, but see, if they don't wake you up, they're going to put you on a spaceship, and you're going to wake up, and there's some weird egg's going to open in front of you.
Yeah, where
jump
is
on your
Elon
face.
Musk when I need him? Somebody needs to come up with coma pregnancy. I will try it first. Yeah. Believe me. Everyone's going to be, no one's going to care if I have to go away for 9 months.
This whole thing reminds me of a similar, I thought of a premise like, you know how they have a joke, you know how they ruled in the state of Florida now that the felons can vote. And they
yeah.
The, like they couldn't be, but can't be anybody who's like murder or something like that, whatever, something like that.
Did you vote for that or against that?
I voted against that. Okay. You get paid, you know.
Because, what if you can meet your baby
because,
tomorrow?
Because even without that, if somebody wants the right to vote,
that's the commercial.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. As
what
a
if you
parody?
Can meet your baby tomorrow? Get Insta baby.
What if pregnancy was a dream?
And you wake up and your dream is in your arms.
Yeah. And then you go back in a coma until they become 18 and move out of the house.
That's funny.
Whatever, you skip bro. All, yeah, so
you get another coma when they're in adolescence. When the kid gets to 12, 13,
yeah.
Okay, boom, knock
no,
me out again.
No, you could reuse it, be like a repeat customer, you know?
Turn your lights out every once in a while.
Oh, gosh. We've hit on something here, my
funny.
Friends.
I
we
like
have.
It.
Yeah, so I was thinking about that as a joke. Like, you know, listen, I hate voting so much that I actually committed a felony, so I wouldn't have an excuse for never voting again.
Right.
And so I spent 10 years in jail for stabbing a man. And I came out, now they just passed a law where I could vote.
It's true.
Motherfucker. So. Massachusetts woman gets stuck 30 feet up in a tree after chasing a drone.
Whoa. Like a cat? Like
yeah, she ran up that tree.
I'll get that kid.
She had to call the fire department.
That's so weird.
I'm stuck. A Massachusetts woman reportedly ended up needing a rescue of her own on Tuesday after her attempt to free her drone from a tree.
Oh, at least it was her own drone. Yeah. Okay, that was my next question. Was it her drone or like a rando drone?
Or someone was following her and she decided to chase it.
This lady must have been dehydrated.
Like a meth drone.
Like, get away from me, you motherfucking drone.
This lady must have been dehydrated and hallucinating.
Like me.
Yeah. Anita Diaz spent about an hour stuck 30 feet in the air in a tree in Milford. Located about 40 miles southwest of Boston. The tree started shaking. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Blah, blah, blah. Diaz had scaled the tree shoeless to try to get her drone after her drone became stuck and she couldn't find anyone to help.
Wow.
That's a crazy thing, that drone thing, dude. You know what I mean? Because that's what happens. You got a 5,000 really good ones. You get flying. Well, Priester and I were in Cuyahoga Falls at Funny Stop this past summer. This guy had one. We're all sitting outside the cigar shop. And this guy had one. He put it on the floor, went straight up in the air, took off. He was fucking flying it all over the place.
You get really good with those
you
things.
Can't
you
see
can
it.
Fly them anywhere.
Can't see it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he goes, yeah, you press this button. If you want to, it just comes back. And next thing you know, you see it up
hanging
up there.
How do you even know what's up there if you hit something, run into wires, hit a pole? It's crazy. Or a person.
Yeah.
Those little blades are fucking sharp.
Multiple people told the news that they had heard someone hooting like an owl on a tree. Hoot, hoot, hoot. She's hooting.
Oh, my God. This sounds...
But Diaz, who said she plans to keep flying her drone. She's... keep flying your fucking drone, lady.
How do you climb a tree and not know how
Maybe
to
we
down?
Should modernize that old expression, go fly a kite. We should go tell people now, go fly a drone. Let's Can we start it. That saying?
Go climb a tree after your drone.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Hey, go fly a kite. And no one ever says that anymore. Go fly a kite.
Go fly a drone.
Yeah, go fly a drone.
Yeah.
Boy, that you sounds think, like a great you think things are tough here, Minda, for women, but in Saudi Arabia, they now are going to notify women of divorces by text. Don't have time for this. You have a fucking gun.
Just like Katy Perry. People find out here in America by text that they're getting divorced. Isn't that the example we had?
Yeah. But that before, in the past, like you had to be summoned papers.
Oh, yeah. Now just get the text. You just get the notice. Oh, they don't even need to go sign anything.
Say no, you just swipe right
to
sign.
Well, it's because it's one-sided there. Like the husband can just decide to do whatever, the man or whatever. So, of course, they just get an e-blast.
Yeah, right.
They probably do a monthly e-blast to all the ladies who have been divorced.
It's like a downward frown emoji.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like a broken heart.
Or some guy going like this, sorry, didn't work out. Saudi courts will notify women by text message when they get divorced. And a new regulation that took effect on Sunday, written by a man. The measure is approved by the Justice Ministry, appears aimed at curbing seemingly rampant cases of men secretly ending marriages without informing their wives.
Oh, so this is actually a step up.
Yeah, this is an improvement.
Yeah, it's not like they had to do paperwork before. Now they're just getting a text. Before, they didn't even know. It was like, surprise, you're divorced.
Right.
Hi, Amir, are you married? I don't know. I haven't seen him in 4 years.
Just waiting.
Download divorce app. Find out now.
Hey, that's our new gig in Saudi Arabia now. You want to find out if you're divorced?
It's divorce app. That's
Women will be notified of any changes to their marital status
Broom,
via text
you are
message.
Divorced. Broom, move out.
Pack your Broom, shit.
I'm with your sister now.
She's much better and has bigger teeth. Women in the kingdom will be able to view documents related to the termination of their marriage contracts through a ministry website run by a man. The move comes as Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. You know, the guy who killed that fucking whatever.
The Kellogg guy? Whatever his name
Journalist.
Was. Yeah.
Which has the world... I shouldn't have said
in
that.
In Turkey.
I can hear him.
Oh, yeah. You're going
I
down
I hear
now.
Drones. The movie, so... Yeah. Hey, man. Would you rather... Does it matter how you get it? That's funny, though. It's a male-dominated era. I mean, could you imagine? Before
you didn't even know. Now that you at least get a notification, and you can see copies of the paperwork that your husband so thoughtfully submitted, against you. So, I mean, it sounds like they're doing great things over there in Saudi Arabia for women.
Yeah. To be a woman in Saudi Arabia now.
It's a new day there.
It is. Let's get to our Florida man story of the day. Florida man finds out his dad helped deliver him at birth. And what's he do? He throws a pizza at him. How dare you?
Is this the Dougie race?
What?
With a baby?
A Florida man wasn't willing to give his father a pizza.
Yeah, Dougie would never throw the pizza.
His heart. Robert Houston was arrested Thursday after he allegedly attacked his father with a pizza.
Oh, okay.
Upon finding out, his old man helped deliver him at birth.
What's wrong with that?
That's what I'm thinking.
What the fuck's wrong with
Maybe
this kid?
His dad was like, oh, I didn't even know I was your father, and your mom never said anything. And then, you know, I moved to Toronto, and that's why I didn't talk to you
hold
for
on
20
a second.
Years.
Like, I tried to hint at it for 18 years. I'm a delivery guy. Delivery. That's why he threw the pizza at him.
Yeah, that's what it says here. He dropped them 14 times. It's your fault.
They call me Butterfingers at the hospital.
Exactly.
Well, gosh, and now is it Domino's? They'll give you a new pizza. Maybe they'll give you a new baby.
Yeah, police arrived in Holiday, Florida, and discovered a slice of the pie on a chair along with cheese and tomato sauce splattered inside the residence. Houston's father told deputies he was returning home from a walk when his son picked up the pizza from the delivery man and proceeded to shove the pie in his face. In the face!
Wow, what a waste of a pizza.
I know.
Yeah.
And hold him down and yell at him. The victim began to flail around, trying to get the defendant off him, at which point the defendant went outside and awaited the law enforcement and arrested.
Oh, my God.
He said, I threw the pizza at my dad, striking him because he made me, because Being mad, his dad helped give birth to him. Nobody knows why. That fucking pissed this guy off.
He's mad because the dad didn't pay any child support. He said, well, the baby was 30 minutes late, so it's free.
Oh, that's a good one right there. That's pretty good. Way better than I was going to go. Way better. No, I'm obsessed. I saw a circumcision documentary. Holy shit. Oh, man. You're having a boy. Oh, it'll change your life if you see the documentary on Netflix. Holy shit.
But this is not the Florida story of the day. The Florida story of the day entered into the news here just before we went into our show.
Yeah.
Because a Florida Facebook friend forwarded it. And
Facebook friend.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Florida man denies syringes found in rectum are his.
Oh.
Ouch.
A Florida man claimed ignorance when jail officials found syringes in his rectum during an early morning strip search.
Why?
Whose are those?
What?
Why would you put a syringe?
Was there stuff in them at least? Like
the needle,
that,
too?
Or was it just the needle? Or
I'm hoping that they were protected syringes.
No, there couldn't have been a needle.
Wesley Scott, 40 years old, was arrested Friday in Pinellas County on an outstanding warrant, charging him with drug possession.
Oh, is that, no, because listen, he got pulled over or something, right? And there's no way he had him up there ready. He had to on the fly.
He probably lubricated. He had a bag. He probably had a bag of them, hopefully.
Ooh.
And then made him in a...
How do you do that on the fly?
Here's my license and registration.
No,
why you?
The guy could get this done.
I'm going to need you to get out of the car,
the guy
sir.
Could do this, but he can't find a job.
Oh, addiction is real.
Oh, that's serious. Like,
that's
serious.
Nothing like a regular person would be like, hey, let me shove these needles in my ass.
I'd rather get caught with the needles than get caught with them up my ass. You're going to get caught regardless. Why have that part of the headline?
Could you imagine calling your parents, Dad, I got arrested. I got caught with needles. Oh, my God, that's horrible. No, it gets worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Worse. When Scott was searched at the jail, officers found three syringes inside his ass.
It took him all the way to get to the jail?
However, Scott claimed he found the syringes, and they were not his, although he did not explain how they wound up in his ass.
He accidentally sat on them when he was waiting to get searched.
I was at the bus stop. I thought something felt funny when I sat.
Yeah, another inmate must have left them on the chair.
Scott was charged with introducing contraband into the correctional facility, which caused a $5,000 bond.
Which I'm sure he doesn't have. On some needles.
That's right.
Not.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
What a way to end.
Been fun.
Yeah, dinner time.
Yeah.
Let's
anal go eat
needles and tacos.
Let's
get, yeah, who's hungry?
Pizza.
There you go. It's, I think we may, I don't know if we're going to have another show this week, but I'm going to be heading out next week. So we're going to have a best of. I may be doing some actual recordings while I'm in the Looney Bin run. I'm going to be working with a lot of comics. In Wichita, I'll be probably recording some segments, probably doing some shows from the road. So stay tuned for that, guys. I'll post them on the Wake Up Late with Doug Show fan page on Facebook. If you guys aren't, you like the page yet? Have you liked it?
Of course. Okay. You have to like the page.
You have to. You can follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie.
Oh, yeah?
We like you there. We got about 1,300 followers there. That's not bad. And by the way, go to our main page, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show at podbean.com. You can become a patron listener. Donate $1. Some of you folks, I see you regularly on this show. Donate $1, $2 a month. It goes to gas money for everybody.
Or just put us on your Amazon.
You can buy stuff
through us, and then you don't even have to give us money.
That's right.
Just Amazon gives us money.
Yeah, they pay us.
Yeah,
great point.
Yeah, take it to corporate.
That's it. Don't forget, I'll be in Wichita, Looney Bin this week, and in Tulsa next week. Elgin?
You can follow me at Elgin David Comic or Elgin at Elgin David. Also follow at Five Alive Boy Band.
There you go.
Yeah, check it out.
Wow.
Minda?
Everywhere at Minda is awesome. And, you know, new year. A whole new year of Comedy Basement shows last Saturday of every month in Deerfield Beach.
Fun room, man. Get information on
all of our events monthly at Comedy Basement Show anywhere.
That's right. Mark your calendars, too. February 6th, Kevin Downey Jr. is your headline at the Wise Guys Comedy Show back. And Rudy Wilson, the guy who won the contest.
Nice.
I said, you know what? Come and feature that night. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back. Stay tuned for more shows. And God bless, but we'll be back at some time right here at the same spot.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting.
watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he nailed me, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.